Things have changed for me since I decided to follow Jesus some years ago. I've got to tell you, my life was a mess. I had a good job. I had a lot of things that people thought made a person successful, but I know that I was sick in my soul. And then the great physician came and he healed me. He called to me and said, "Come follow me." And somehow there was grace there that I could say yes. But along with that, "come follow me," is the command to leave the way I was living and to live a new kind of life, to leave my ways of sin and disobedience and rebellion against God, and to follow Him in obedience, and to leave my sinful life behind. I thought that was a really tall order, and I can never claim to be perfect in everything. But I know this, God helped me to change my life, and I'm not bound up by sin, because Jesus is a great physician, and He touched me and healed me. One time, Jesus went, and as He was teaching, He saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, that is, sitting at the tax collector's booth, and He said to him, "Follow me." And it said that Levi left all and followed Him. And then He made a great feast in His own house, and there was a great company of tax collectors and others that sat down with Him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against His disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus answering said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." That's found in Luke, the 5th chapter. You see, the salvation experience is not only a forgiveness of sins, not only a declaration of God that you are now His son or daughter by adoption, not only a wiping clean of the slate, but a healing of the soul. Jesus is the great physician. And He said, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." I want to tell you, I was sick with sin. But Jesus wasn't looking for righteous people. He was looking for a sinner that He could touch and make well. Someone who was willing to leave their sinful life behind, to someone that could respond in the affirmative to His call and to find true repentance. Repentance is just a Bible word. It's metanoia in the Greek. It means simply to change your mind. I was going one way, now I'm going to go another. God has called me to leave sin and follow Him. And when you do, the great physician is there. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You that You called to me, that You did not leave me in my sins, that You called me not only to respond in an affirmative way and to turn from my sins, but You called me so that You could heal me, so You could touch me, and help me live as Your very own brother, adopted into the family. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Help me, O Lord, to live a life that's above sin, that does not live in the old ways, for sin is deadly to me. But I need Your grace and Your mercy every day. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus. Amen.